All right, how's that for an intro, folks? Welcome, Pastor Eli James, along with Dan from Georgia, actually the Deep South. I'm in the Deep South now in Arkansas, and I got my mint julep, I got my Southern Belle, and I got my slaves working in the plantation. How are you doing today, Dan? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. All right, yeah, I'm still basking in the afterglow of the April 8th eclipse. Okay, which in Macanda, Illinois, was just absolutely perfect weather. And I had a treat because I was expecting to observing it in the backyard of a friend. And it turned out I was invited to a wine party, a wine party where a whole bunch of people were gathered to watch the eclipse. And it was quite a stunning performance by Yahweh, right? A very stunning performance. And I tried to get the figures on how many millions of people were in totality, you know, and it said if you just count the cities that it hit alone, 31 million people would have seen it. Okay. So that's just counting the big cities. And then, you know, in the side panel, as it were, those people to the left and the right who would see, you know, a partial eclipse. You got to be talking 60 million people, you know, it's got to be at least that. All right. So probably the biggest one-time event of entertainment in human history. Big stuff. All right. So I'm surprised. I wonder if any of the networks covered it live. I bet not. Okay. All right. So we're going to start in Jeremiah today.
Yep. Here okay. We go. Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. And just so we know, Anathoth was one of those cities that were specifically for priests.
Oh, okay.
It was designated to the priests. Not the high priest, because the high priest lived in Jerusalem, but the other priests were all in Anathoth.
Yeah. Well, the Levites. Was it a city of refuge? Well, because usually the Levites administered the cities of refuge, you know, where, you know, if you accidentally killed somebody, you could go to the city of refuge. Yeah. Okay.
It was the tribe of Benjamin, one of the cities assigned to the priests, apparently to the house of Ithamar, to which Abiathar belonged. So this is mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 26, Joshua chapter 21, verse 18, and 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 60. Verse 2, to whom the word of Yahweh came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. So this would have been approximately 626 BC, because the reign of Josiah began in 639 BC.
Okay.
It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. So in reading this, and I'm going to read this particular verse from the New Living Translation, which is not obviously not a replacement for the King James, but just to get another perspective, it says in this verse, Yahweh's messages continued throughout the reign of King Jehoiakim, Josiah's son, until the 11th year of the reign of King Zedekiah, another of Josiah's sons. In August of that 11th year, approximately 584 BC, the people of Jerusalem were taken away as captives by the Babylonians. Verse 4, then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. In other words, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. In other words, he's saying he's too young, Jeremiah is. But Yahweh said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh.
Now he's talking about Israelites. Yeah, he's talking about Israelites. Don't be afraid of them. Yeah. No Jews. He's not talking about Jews. Okay.
No, in fact, you know, the whole Bible, when we're given these warnings and all, they're this to our people. It's not to the Jews.
That's right.
It's our responsibility to do what we're told from Yahweh.
Now, wait a minute. Here. Apparently a primitive word expressing pain. Oh, okay. Did you read that verse, verse 6 yet?
Verse 6, then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Yeah. So I haven't seen that word. Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it because he thinks he's too young and he's going to have to face all of these adults, older people who think they know everything and what not some young whippersnapper thinks he can tell them anything.
No, our people adore teeny boppers.
You know, it had to hurt their egos, though, to have this
young
kid coming in telling them all this stuff, and it comes true. It happens.
Right. So
they probably didn't like that very much.
There you go.
Verse 7. But Yahweh said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh.
Okay. Is that okay? If I were Jeremiah, I don't know if I would believe that quite yet.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'm sure he has plenty of doubts in his mind.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah.
Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Okay.
See, I had this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Verse 11, Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree, or a branch of an almond tree. Then said Yahweh unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, I'm watching and I'm going to carry out all my plans, says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the word of Yahweh came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north.
Okay.
So a pot of boiling water, spilling from the north is what he's saying. Verse 14, Then said Yahweh unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break upon all the inhabitants of the land. This is speaking of the Babylonians coming from the north. This is boiling water.
Are you sure it's talking about Assyria?
Assyrians could, yeah.
Yeah, Assyria is in the north and Babylon was to the east.
That'd be the Assyrians coming from the north.
Yeah, I have to apologize, folks, because I'm still basking in the afterglow of the April 8th eclipse, and I haven't had time to, because this book of Jeremiah is so full of prophecies that you really have to do your historical research to figure out these verses, okay? And the same is true of Daniel. Jeremiah and Daniel are like nothing, Ezekiel too, all prophecy, and so you have to really know history. And this is why the churches don't know these books at all. And they say, okay, well, those Old Testament books are for Jews. They're not for us, so let's forget about it. All right, back to you.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms from the north, saith Yahweh, and they shall come, and they shall set every one on his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
Thou, filthy lucre. Filthy lucre. So most people worship filthy lucre.
The love
right?
of money.
Money. Yep. That's right. Not just Jews. Okay.
Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them.
Yep, we will be confounded, that's for sure.
For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. So he's going to stand against everybody, the kings, the officials, the priests, and the people. It's a tough job being a prophet. Not something I would be very good at. Verse 19, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahweh, to deliver thee. So as powerful as these kings and these officials and priests are, they do not have power over Yahweh. What he says will happen. And if Jeremiah is going to be the one to deliver the message, if Yahweh says he is, then he will. And he does.
Yes, right, right. So he holds them in derision. Okay, that's a great verse. I love that. I love that verse. All right.
All the kings and all the big shots.
All the big shots and the little shots too. All right. Okay.
Chapter 2. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not known. In other words, Yahweh saying, I remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride, spiritually speaking, of course, long ago, how you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness. Verse 3, Israel was holiness unto Yahweh and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahweh. Hear ye the word of Yahweh, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is Yahweh that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt.
Okay,
and I brought
so,
you into a plentiful country.
Hold on here, because here the expression, the house of Israel, is a reference to all 12 tribes. And verse 6 proves that it's a reference to all 12 tribes. It's not just a reference to the 10 northern tribes, because it's talking about the house of Israel going out of Egypt, okay? So you have to look at the context to determine, what these terms mean. Back to you.
Have some people claimed that he was only speaking to certain tribes?
After the breakup of the, 12 tribes into the two houses, that, for example, a lot of people want to say that when Yahshua said, I come not but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he's only talking about the 10 northern tribes. But there were a lot of Judahites and Benjaminites attached to those lost tribes, so he's actually talking about all 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Verse 7, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Yeah.
The priests said not, where is Yahweh? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit.
That's right.
You know, those priests were really, they were really corrupted, weren't they?
Yep. Yeah, that happens to every religion. The leader of the, yeah, the founder of Buddhism was a good guy, and his immediate priests were good, but then the corruption sets in. It doesn't take long.
No, it never does. It seems like anytime someone gets into a position of power, it goes to their head.
Yeah,
and then plus they get corrupted.
The people are making donations to the priesthood, and but they're really making donations to the religion or the cause, right? But the mm-hmm. priests don't care about that. They're the ones handling the money. All right, back to you. Go ahead.
Let's see. I think I was on verse 9, yeah. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahweh, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. So what he's saying here is go west and look in the land of Cyprus, go east and search through the land of Kedar, which is a city now located in northwest Saudi Arabia and appears to be along the trade route west of Tema al-Juth to the Gulf of Aqaba. Has anyone ever heard of anything as strange as this, is what he's asking.
Yes.
Verse 11, has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahweh.
Oh, okay.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled?
A homie. Is Israel a homie? I guess so, right?
Yeah. In other words, why has he been carried away as plunder? Spoiled.
Right.
Carried away.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also, the children of Noph and Tahapanes have broken the crown of thy head. So these are towns in Egypt, actually, Noph and Tahapanes.
Mm-hmm.
Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken Yahweh thy God when he led thee by the way? And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? In other words, what have you gained by your alliances with Egypt and your covenants with Assyria? What good to you are the streams of the Nile or the waters of the Euphrates? That's what he's saying here.
That's right.
Verse 19.
It's always greener on the other side of the hill.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep.
Thou wickedness, thou own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahweh thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith Lord God of hosts. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands. And thou said, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and upon every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot.
Hypocrisy!
Yeah. Hearers of the word, but not doers of the word.
There you go. Even preachers of the word, but still not doers, right?
Yep. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a ripe seed, How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?
Right.
For thou
This is brutal stuff. This is really brutal. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
And of course, the Judeos don't even consider these chapters, right? I mean, meaningless to them. But he's chastising it. If it's that bad then, how bad is it today?
Oh, yeah. Much, much worse.
Yep.
And these aren't Jews, like we've said. These are not, these are Israelites.
That's right.
So we can't blame Jews. We can't say the devil made me do it in any of this. Verse 22, for though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. He still sees the stain of their guilt, despite all of this. No amount of soap can wash them clean. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. In other words, you're like a restless female camel desperately searching for a mate.
Yeah.
A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. In other words, you're like a wild donkey sniffing the wind at mating time. Who can restrain her lust?
Yeah, I guess they didn't have bars. I guess they didn't have bars in those days. I guess they didn't have honky-tonk bars in those days.
Yeah.
All right.
Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. Interesting, this word strangers here. Let's see, that's... where does that come from? The word?
Yeah, it's zur. From the zoo. Okay. All right.
So race mixing was going on back then too?
No doubt. No doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Strange. Hence to be a foreigner. Strange. Profane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Verse 26, as the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. In other words, Israel's like a thief who only feels shame when he gets caught.
That's right. And boy, are we going to get caught.
Yeah.
Real soon. Judgment Day is coming to us like a thunderstorm in the distance.
It is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. In other words, they want nothing to do with God when the good times are rolling.
That's right.
When the bad times come that everyone wants to turn to God and ask for help. I mean,
well, that's the,
I think we're all,
yeah.
I've been guilty of that myself. I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you want something, then you turn to God.
Yeah, when you're having fun, you don't think about God.
Nope, you never do. And that's when you should be thinking about him the most. Because
right, yes, to thank him.
Yeah, to thank him, exactly.
Yeah, have a grateful day. Not a great day, a grateful day, right? Well, this is describing the Church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation chapter 3. You know, they are very wealthy, but they are poor in spirit, okay? They have everything, you know, you could possibly want or desire in the material world, but spiritually they are dead, okay? That describes the modern churches. Yep.
And wealth tends to do that to people.
Yeah.
These people, these, especially like you look a lot of these extremely wealthy people, they don't claim any belief in God
Right,
because I guess
right.
they have everything, so they don't feel like what did God do? He, there is
Yeah.
no God. I've got everything. I'm so great. Look at me, you know. I
Yeah.
don't need God.
Yeah. Well, you just described Donald Trump. I saw that interview
Yeah.
where he was asked, "Are you a Christian?" And he said, "Well, maybe not really. I don't know." Okay. And he's the better of the two.
Yeah. You know, his daughter actually converted to Judaism. And
Right.
she's married to that Jew. What's his name? Jared Kushner. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they're billionaires, the Kushner family. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, we know what camel Trump is riding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know, you got people out there that claim he's a Christian that say
All right.
he's,
Yeah.
oh, he's, you know, God sent him or whatever. Yeah, God may have been sent him, but not because he's a Christian. There's been many leaders that have been sent to because we haven't done our part.
Yeah,
And so we
yeah.
get bad leaders as a result, sent
Well, I
by
mean,
Yahweh.
he still conveys the impression that, well, because recently he said that Christianity is under attack, right? Which is true. And
Which
it's
is
Joe
true,
Biden,
yeah.
which is what Joe Biden is doing the attacking, of course, the entire Jewish establishment, right? So he pays lip service to Christianity, but he obviously isn't, right?
So he makes a true statement like that Christianity is under attack, but he's not saying, I'm going to do something about it. He's just
There you
saying it's
go.
under
All
attack. Live
right.
with it, deal with it. Basically, is what he's saying.
Yep, right.
Verse 28, but where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble, for according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. So you have as many gods as you have cities in Judah. That's what he's saying here.
Right.
Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith Yahweh. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. So I punished your children, but they didn't respond to my discipline, and you yourselves have killed your prophets as a lion kills its prey. That's what he's saying. O generation, verse 31, O generation, see ye the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee? Verse 32, can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore, hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways? Also, in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. In other words, your clothing is stained with the blood of innocent and the poor, even though you didn't even catch them breaking into your houses.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you leave poor people, if you leave them to die, of hunger and thirst, who's to blame? Especially if you know about it, right?
And you know, speaking of that, you hear about all these charities and all for people, but you know, these Rothschilds, they have so much money, they could
Yeah.
end poverty the whole world over. They have so
Right.
much money.
Not even a single soup kitchen have the Rothschilds established, right?
Nope.
Although they have old people's homes for Jews.
Do they? Specifically for Jews?
Oh, only for Jews. They don't contribute.
Oh,
You know,
really?
they have to keep the pretense up the pretense of charity, so they. And of course, they keep it in house. Oh yeah, when I was in Chicago, I saw a lot of Jewish old people's homes and hospitals exclusively for Jews. I imagine an occasional quote unquote Gentile got into that hospital for a transgender surgery, right? Okay,
that's probably true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Here, yeah, we can turn you into a Jew. You want a nose job, right? Okay.
Verse 35, yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. And what he's saying here is, yet you say, I have done nothing wrong. Surely God isn't angry with me. But now I will punish you severely because you claim you have not sinned.
Yeah, I live up to my own standards all the time. That's easy.
My own rules pretty good.
There you go. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, but here, let me have another slice of cake. Okay.
Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Mm. So just as your friends in Egypt let you down, and just as Assyria did. Yet thou shalt go forth from him, and thy hands upon thy head. For Yahweh has rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. In other words, in despair, you're going to be led into exile with your hands on your heads, for Yahweh has rejected the nations that you trusted. They're not going to help you at all. You trusted in them instead of in Yahweh.
Yeah, well, we better start practicing that posture because we are slaves to the Jew banksters. There's no doubt about it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The encouraging thing, though, is that more and more white patriots are beginning to realize that the Fed is the real enemy. At least they're realizing that much, right? Okay, yeah, because the two meetings we... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, you've heard a lot about them wanting everything. Well, I know we've talked about years and want everything to be digital, but about it coming about this year where...
Oh, possibly. I mean, they're going to keep trying, right? Yeah. I don't think it's ever really going to succeed, but they're going to try to force it on us anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because nothing they have ever invented actually works well. Yeah, it's just because there's so much corruption in every phase, but they're going to keep trying and trying to force us on it. You know, what do you call it? Well, AI, right? Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And but the AI is only as good as the programmer.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the people still believe in the stock market after how many crashes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about AI? The eventual goal is to hook someone's brain up to a computer so they can live forever. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, I've seen a few videos on that, and they want to be able to hook someone's consciousness up to a computer when they die, so they never have to die. They can just live forever. What a joke that is.
No, you can suffer for everybody. For eternity. Or as long as the electricity lasts, right? Yeah, it is a joke. It's a total joke. Wow.
It really is. But they appear to be pretty, be serious about it. Okay, chapter 3. They say if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? Mm. But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith Yahweh.
Okay. Well, let me have an affair with this lover and that lover, and then I'll come back. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. All right.
Verse 2, lift up thine eyes unto the high places and see where thou hast not been lean with.
Okay, let's look that word up. Lean, it should be lane, right? Shakab?
Lane. Let's see.
To lie down. Yeah, sexual connotation. Yeah, is that maybe a misspelling? It should, what do you call it? Grammatically, it should be lay. L-A-Y. So maybe this is an old version. Yeah, well, it says lay in one of the definitions here. Okay, very good. Past tense of lie. Okay.
In the ways hast thou sat for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there has been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou could.
So you have to picture, how old was he when he got this message or commission? 16?
He was a teenager.
Yeah, and the people listening to his speeches are grousing and picking up stones, right? Okay. It's a good thing he's young. He can dodge those stones, right?
Yeah, he's still young enough to run quick and get away from them.
Yeah, right.
But I'm sure it didn't go across well at all. I mean, being a 16-year-old going up and saying all this stuff to kings and officials and high priests.
Right.
He was very much hated.
Yeah, for sure. Even regular people didn't like it.
Even the regular people hated him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's what happens if you speak the truth.
Yeah, you're not going to be popular like Joel Osteen or
John
Hayden. You are going to be hated, or at least looked at as very weird. In the, most people are going to think that about you if you are a true prophet. Verse 6. Yahweh said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and upon every green tree, and there has played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also.
Okay. So talking about the differences between Israel and Judah, and Judah committed the same sins as the 10 northern tribes or the northern house of Israel. So I think Pastor Martins is correct. And when we're talking about all 12 tribes, we should simply call it the house of Jacob, in the context. But yeah, the house of Judah did the exact same thing. However, they retained residence in Judea, or in Judah more properly, in the land of Judah, and were not thrown out. So the bill of divorce only was handed to the 10 northern tribes because they were cast out, right? But still, the fact remains that many, 42 fenced cities of Judah were taken and added to the 10 northern tribes. So it's clear that all 12 tribes were part of the evacuation or the eviction. Exile. Okay, back to you.
Captivity.
Yeah. Yes.
Exile, captivity.
Yeah.
Verse 9. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not turned unto me with her whole heart.
Right.
But faintly saith Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto me, the backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah.
Okay.
Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. So in other words, it just admit that you screwed up.
Right.
Just be honest, you know.
Yes, no, that can't happen. They're having too much fun. They have their cake and they're eating it too.
Yeah,
as Jay Leno said about the potato chip company that he did ads for. Just go ahead, eat them all. We'll make more.
Verse 14, turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
The remnant.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when you be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yahweh, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. So when your land is once more filled with people, you're no longer going to wish for the good old days when you possess the ark of the Lord's covenant.
Yeah,
you will not miss those days or even remember them, and there will be no need to rebuild the ark.
Yeah, that's why prosperity is the worst thing for Israel.
It is. Technology is, too.
Oh, yeah, technology. That too. Yeah. That helps us to sin. That helps us to get to life. That helps us to sin more quickly. It's only a short drive to Las Vegas.
It is. Yeah, that's a good analogy. Verse 17. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, and shalt not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahweh. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten Yahweh their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold,
I will heal your backside.
Yeah.
But that's after he takes us to the woodshed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For thou art Yahweh our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills. And this is salvation hoped for was added by the translator.
Yeah, right. That's a major addition.
It is. That's like, I don't know, trying to write it themselves almost without adding that much.
Right. Well, that's probably because the Masoretes deleted it.
Okay.
You know, I'm wondering if the KJV Translation Committee had access to the Septuagint, you know, where they may have gotten this edition from. You know, Brother Hebert is in the chat room. He may be able to look that up in the Septuagint, Jeremiah 3:23. See how that's translated there. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's always a good thing. Compare. Well, now we're getting more and more snippets from the Dead Sea Scrolls for comparison. Certainly the Book of Isaiah. Yeah, Book of Isaiah is complete. And the study I've done in it shows that the Isaiah of the DDS, or the DSS Dead Sea Scrolls, is more conforming to the Septuagint than the Masoretic, because the Masoretic has changed a lot of stuff. All right, back to you.
You know what I find really amazing is the people back then, they, like you told me something I didn't know, but they had multiple gods they believed in, right? Even the Israelites.
Right.
There was a god of the sun, a god of the moon. I mean, I wonder how they got to be so ignorant, stupid.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, they borrowed, right? Yeah, sure. Well, they borrowed the traditions of the Canaanites, basically, and other people around them. Right. So, yeah, that's how we picked that stuff up.
So it really came from the Canaanites originally.
Well, mostly, yeah.
Seeing as how we tend to follow those type people, we picked up.
Right. Well, it's an interesting point, because I'm thinking of the Book of Judges, and our people were not necessarily worshiping other gods, but they were just disobedient, right? And then when we invaded Canaan land, and after we failed to defeat them and destroy them utterly, we began picking up their habits, right, and their gods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why Yahweh told them to destroy everything.
That's right.
Even the children, even their cattle, he told them to destroy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, verse 23. Oh, I just read that. That's where they added, the translators added, salvation hope for. Truly in Yahweh our God is the salvation of Israel. Verse 24, for shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters.
Now, actually, in verse 23, definitely something missing, right? Since this is translated
without that, it would just say truly in vain from the hills. So yeah, that was what from the hills. So they had to add something.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Cause the word vain, is pretty important there. So yeah, something is missing. It's probably the Masoretic text. They deleted too much. All right. Back to you.
And the final verse, 25, we lie down in our shame and our confusion covers us, for we have sinned against Yahweh, our God, we and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day. And we have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our God.
Amen.
Not a good thing to disobey Yahweh.
Right.
Unless you enjoy being in captivity or.
Yeah.
If you enjoy punishment, then go for it.
Amen.
Chapter 4. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Yahweh, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear, Yahweh lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him. And in him shall they glory.
Right. Hold on. Let me see. Well, obviously nations is, it's gotta be Goyim here, but it's, it could be the Israel nations that's being spoken of, but, you know, fulfilling the promise made to Abraham that we will be a blessing to all the world. And the same promise was made to Israel. It could all easily be, you know, all the nations of the world. We were supposed to be a blessing to them, but unfortunately, for the most part, we haven't. Okay.
And when we fail, they fail.
That's right.
Yeah. Verse 3, For thus saith Yahweh to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to Yahweh, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings.
Uh-huh. That kind of fire is coming soon, folks. It's coming soon. All right.
All of this was written for, well, I mean, Scripture even tells us as an ensample or example of how we should behave or not behave. And that's in, I think it says that in Corinthians. All of this is an example. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the, it should be nations, is on his way.
Mm-hmm. He is okay. Hold on, yeah, Brother Abar has put into, well, it says Scriptures 2009. I'm not familiar with that. It's not the LXX, but the translation there is truly of Jeremiah 3:23. Truly, delusion comes from the high hills, the noisy throng on the mountains. Truly, in our Elohim is the deliverance of Israel. Okay. So, yeah. So the addition is justified, right? But again, this translation is better. Delusion comes from the high hill. I like that.
Yeah, because they were delusional up there worshiping all those false gods. Uh-huh. Basically what it's saying.
Verse good.
7. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer mm-hmm. of the nations is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy city uh-huh. shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this, gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, and wail, in other words, for the fierce anger of Yahweh is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith Yahweh, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, ah, Yahweh God, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, uh-huh. ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At that time shall it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse. Verse 12, even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declares from Dan, and publish affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make ye mention to the nations, behold, publish against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country, and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. As keepers of a field are they against her round about, because she has been rebellious against me, saith Yahweh. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This thy wickedness, because it is better, because it reaches unto thy heart. Verse 19, my bowels, I'm pained at my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish or stupid children,
right,
and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Or they are wise to do nothing, right?
Yeah.
The Church of Laodicea, good for nothing.
Uh-huh. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven, of the heavens, were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of Yahweh, and by his fierce anger. For thus has Yahweh said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it.
Okay.
The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life.
Oh, boy.
For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish as of her that brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewails herself, that spreads her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers.
Good boy. Wow. Okay.
Long stuff here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what the pastors of Identity should be preaching too, right? Because
every
this is
pastor.
All,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Every pastor, yeah, because it's going to happen again, right?
Yeah,
yeah. We will bring judgment upon us. All right, good job. We learned a lot today. Excellent first four chapters of Jeremiah. Looking forward to doing more of this next week. Okay, brother.
Yes, we will. All see
right.
You next week, sir.
All right, take care. Here's Zarathustra.
Bye.
Bye-bye.